I want to quickly bring in Sy Mamabolo, who is the Chief Electoral Officer at the IEC. Mr. Mamabolo, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning, Clement. How are you?
I'm okay. We're discussing on the show this morning whether there's other ways as the IEC you can register and allow for parties to contest elections without necessarily using the system of signatures, because you don't have the capacity to check if all the signatures and information is correct. Are you able to, how do you satisfy yourself as the IEC? Let me start with that. How do you satisfy yourself that the signatures that have been submitted are actually not forged? Is it possible for you to do that?
Clement, I think we've got to go one step back. When the IGM was introduced in Parliament in the Portfolio Committee, then the Commission indicated the difficulty with verifying whether the signature provided is of the person that's who's purported to have given it.
Yeah.
And we're very upfront about it, because we are aware that the country has no database of 62 million of us.
Mm.
And therefore there's no base against which to verify.
Mm-hmm.
So, given that context, what we have looked at is whether a person is alive and registered on the voter's roll,
yeah,
and have an ID number, is alive. In other words, checking against the National Population Register,
yeah,
as well as checking whether they are a registered voter. Mm-hmm. On the voter's roll.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the extent to which our validations went. And beyond that, the Commission is constrained to look whether this is actually Sy Mamabolo's signature.
Yeah. So, in other words, I could get a database of people and just cross-reference it against the, say, the voter's roll, and then use that to indicate that I have done the necessary work for my party to be registered. Because when you do your own cross-reference, you'll see that the people are registered, the people are alive, but they've not given me their right to use those contact details or even their ID numbers. That makes it possible for me to do, because all you check is whether those people are registered, right?
Indeed, that's why the responsibility falls on the party administrators,
yeah,
to declare that the people whose signatures they submit, as well as other documents that they submit, are free of any fraudulent activity.
Mm.
So it works really on the bona fides of those who are responsible for the submission of those party documents.
And now that we know that those very people that we are laying that responsibility with also are capable of dishonesty, what's the next plan? Are you going to be considering other ways you can make other verifications or other processes you can follow before parties get registered and are accepted as people, as parties that contest elections, other than just relying on this, seeing how the system can be corrupted?
No, so evidently, I think there's a need that we relook at the total candidate nomination regime for the country. I have no doubt in my view that there may be a need to introduce and vary certain elements.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, is the deposits that political parties and independent candidates pay, is it optimal?
Mm.
What is optimal level? We have to ponder that question.
Mm-hmm.
Are 70 parties who are contesting, should we be having so many?
Mm.
Or should we allow more people in,
yeah,
into the space? All those questions pertain to the quality of the electoral process. And I think we need a deep policy discussion as a country as to what are instruments that would be more effective to deal with questions.
Okay. Mr. Sy Mamabolo, thank you so much for making time for us at such short notice. I appreciate your time. That's IEC's Chief Electoral Officer.